This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Audio blogging, guerrilla media, and podcasting.
And Chad P.
We have all those licenses.
Right.
Okay? We cannot afford another license.
That's right.
Class is in.
Broadcasting live before your naked steaming ears from our brand new studio, now outfitted with beautiful pressed wood fake furniture. Look at this. It's beautiful. Are you kidding me?
Fake?
Well, technically it's a piece of furniture, but I don't think this is real wood. I think this is printed wood. I think if you broke this in half, I don't think a tree was ever actually involved in the construction of this table.
Well, let's see. Let's see.
Let's want to break it in half
and see
what happens here. Welcome to Rock School, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Burns. To my immediate left is the winner of yesterday's belly flop competition.
Woo!
If you don't know, radio stations like to have a lot of end-of-year parties. We had our end-of-year party yesterday, and once again, the winner, two tickets to a water park here in the great state of Louisiana. This is...
I'm Chad P.
That's right, the belly flop competition winner. I actually didn't participate in the belly flop because I've lost a lot of weight and no longer have a belly worth flopping.
But I got one.
Yes, you do. And I tell you what, you hit with a resounding thud in the instrumentation they're using to check things BP is in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
They picked it up yesterday. This is a show that actually was suggested to me by a fellow professor here at Southeastern Louisiana University. He said, look, you guys are podcasting all the time. And I go out and I do lectures on web design and I do lectures on podcasting. He said, why don't you do a Rock School show on podcasting?
Okay.
Hey, why not?
Why not?
This guy here to my left, Chad, does a lot of, you know, some people say, well, what does Chad actually do? He just sits there and he laughs at your jokes. I mean, does he do anything on the actual show? Yeah, he actually does all the technical aspect of it. I just come in and record the show and leave. And then Chad, along with a young man that helps us, Juan, actually puts the show together and then makes sure that it gets up onto iTunes and makes sure all of the web elements are taken care of. So a lot of work gets done by Chad afterwards. So Chad's going to help me out with the discussion of how the iPod gets put together, how the podcasts get put together, and I have a little bit of the science of how podcasts are put together.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, podcast is actually a Lewis Carroll-style portmanteau. That's the crushing together of two words of iPod and broadcast.
Yeah.
That's where podcast comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to do this, you need a playlist. You need to play something.
Yeah, I got to play some music.
So I jumped on my iTunes and I looked at the top 100 rock downloads for this week that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So I grabbed a whole lot of them here and I just sort of looked at ones that I haven't played for a while and picked one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here they are.
No
so
problem.
One of the songs that was on the list was Dio. Holy Diver, probably because about 2 weeks ago we lost Dio
because
of his fight with stomach cancer. So let's start with that. Here's Dio, Holy Diver on Rock School. This is Rock School, and we're talking about podcasting here on the show, and not a show dealing so much with music, but about the podcasts you listen to, and those of you who listen to Rock School on podcast, we can't tell you how happy we are. We're still a 5-star rated podcast
on
iTunes.
How long has podcasting been around?
2000.
The year 2000,
late 2000 was the first one. The first. And now, again, when you talk about anything, when you say first, you got to do it in finger quotes.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you what I think is the first. And I wrote an academic book chapter on podcasting. So here's what my research told me was the first one. There's this guy named Dave Winner, W-I-N-E-R. And he came up with this concept of creating a little tiny XML program format. XML stands for Extensible Markup Language, and he created something called RSS.
I do not. Yeah, yeah.
Really simple syndication.
It's not simple.
Well, here's the basic concept of it.
Yeah.
There were these people at the time, late 2000, called audio bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were doing is blogging, but doing it with audio.
Mm-hmm.
They had not only songs, but little audio clips of themselves. And they were looking for a way that they could, instead of saying, hey, show up, you know, come to my site time and time again, rather than saying to somebody, don't forget to come to my site, they said, is there any way I can just have this stuff download? Just do it on its own?
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Winner came up with this concept of, if I create this little program and put it on a person's computer, the little program will do it for me.
Excellent.
Get it?
Yeah.
Now, it's not quite what we know as podcasting today, but the basic skeleton was there.
It's kind of like the concept of DVR in a show.
Pretty much. It does it without you thinking about it. You set it up and it goes and does it.
Yes.
The person he started working with right off the bat was, of all people, MTV video jock Adam Curry.
What?
With all the hair.
Really?
Adam Curry, believe it or not. Now, when did the first one actually occur? It seems that in July 2003.
Yeah.
Now, I said it happened in 2000.
That's when the concept was born.
That's when the concept was born. But the one that we know of, the one that looks like we know of podcasting today, in July 2003, Dave Winner was interviewed by a guy in Boston named Christopher Lydon, L-Y-D-O-N.
Right.
That was turned into a little piece of audio.
Yeah.
A little file.
Yeah.
An episode.
Yeah.
A podcast.
Yeah.
The file was streamed automatically through the RSS, really simple syndication program, to Adam Curry's iPod in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That experiment showed success with Dave Winner's concept.
Okay.
It is generally believed to be the first podcast ever created and then shared.
See, I thought that it would be something that Apple invented, because a podcast, it's affiliated with the iPod.
Right.
So I thought automatically, well, it's just some of the people at Apple got together and said, hey, we're going to do this thing.
Well, the name comes next.
Okay.
The name comes next.
Cool
so
deal.
You've seen it happen once.
Yeah.
It came from this guy, Dave Winner, through Adam Curry. So the concept happened, and the people at Apple went, that looks like something we could do.
Oh, here we go.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll take a look at it.
Let's do a song.
Let's go back to the iTunes Top 100 Rock Downloads for this week. Believe it or not, this one is on the list.
Well, what is it?
Guns N' Roses.
Ah!
Sweet Child, Oh Mine. Rock School.
World is GNR on the top 100 downloads for the week? Like, what's going on
now? These
with
are
them?
The rock downloads.
I realize.
Now, I set it to just the specific rock downloads, because if I'd have done just the top downloads, you'd get nothing but Lady Gaga on the show.
And Kesha. Yeah,
and
I realize.
Or whatever. She was awful on Saturday Night Live, wasn't she?
I kind of do the same thing whenever I'm checking my Yahoo email. The Yahoo has the top 10 searched things on Yahoo for that week or for that day.
Sure, you'll see what's big in the news.
Yeah, if you got a UFC pay-per-view coming up, UFC will be in there.
It'll pop up.
The Gulf oil spill will be in there. But, you know, and this would make sense. And I talked about this off mic. I figured that with Bret Michaels winning Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, that he would be on this list?
Yeah, I thought there'd be some Poison tunes.
I don't remember seeing Poison on this list. Hmm. It might have been when he first had the real problem.
Right.
But now he's apparently doing okay.
Well, Dio's on there.
Well, that just happened a week and a half ago.
I realized that.
So, now, you talked about names.
Yeah, I did.
Now, remember I said that the first real format, the kind of look at what an or what a podcast would be happened in 2000.
Yeah.
And then it was July 2003.
Right.
That the what we know today as an iPod podcast.
Right. And
happened.
Then the folks at Apple said, hey, look at that.
In 2001, between these two items, mm-hmm. is when the iPod came out.
Yes.
Now, what Winner attempted to do was take this RSS concept mm-hmm. and market it. And he called it the iPodder.
What?
So he took the concept of iPod, the name
yeah.
iPod,
yeah.
and he tried to market it, the iPodder.
Mm.
Well, why haven't you heard of the iPodder? Well, because Apple came out with this program. You may have it on your computer right now. You may use it to download music. You may have heard of it.
It's U-Tunes.
iTunes. Yeah. It's my tunes, but your tunes, the whole schmeal. Yeah, the iPodder was Winner's first shot at it.
Yeah.
But very soon after this July 2003 success that Adam Curry and Winner and Lydon had, there is going to be an explosion at something called BloggerCon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play one more, and I'll come back and tell you all about it. Here's a nice short one. Believe it or not, this was on the list of the top 100 rock downloads this week. Joan Jett, I love rock and roll. Don't you?
I do.
I do. Rock School. Joan Jett, I love rock and roll. Now, I played a bunch of older songs there, and we're going to get into some of the newer songs that are on the rock list. Yes,
you have a question?
You
yes, have
a young man in the
me.
Back.
Yes, I have a question because I don't know about what the I stands for.
Why is
in
everything
the iPod, iPhone, iTouch, no. iPad,
it's a marketing
iTunes.
Deal. It's marketing. That's all it is. They put I in front of everything, I guess, to normalize it to you. What comes after I is really where everything came from. Do you know why the iPod is called the iPod? It
no.
was a takeoff that when the thing was invented,
mm-hmm.
and Apple only invented the actual concept of it, that spin wheel that they had,
mm-hmm.
that wasn't their invention. That came from somebody else.
Oh.
And off the top of my head, I don't remember who it was. I, believe it or not,
Pat
wrote
Sajak.
A paper on that as well.
Yeah.
But the concept of pod
mm-hmm.
came from Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, where they said, open the pod bay door, Hal.
Yeah.
Pod. Open the pod bay door, Hal.
Gotcha.
And they called it iPod.
Mm.
Really, that's where it came from.
Okay.
So iLife, iThis, it's always i.
Mm-hmm.
iPad. I mean, if they came up with a car, an automobile, it would be iCar.
Well,
they just put an I in front of it.
iRobot. The movie.
Exactly that. It's a marketing tool.
That's cool.
You know, it's a concept of all M&Ms look exactly the same. They have an M on them, and
mm-hmm.
the different colors mean things.
Well, I remember a few years back during the Super Bowl, they did the commercials about the M Life. You need to get an M Life. You recall those? It stood for mobile. A cell phone. You need
yeah.
a cell phone. You need a mobile life.
Okay. Fine. It was marketing.
Okay.
Marketing. They're trying to do it. You know, if we wanted to be hip later on, if the concept of rock school was no longer hip and we just started calling ourselves RS, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken is now KFC.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
It's marketing.
Makes sense.
Maybe I'm wrong on that, but that's the way I've always believed it was. Hi, KLSU out there on the campus of Louisiana State University. Thanks for listening to this.
Hello, KSCL, the wonderful city of Shreveport. Shreveport has its own podcast.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
It really does. Shreveport.us. Not I. Yeah. And to all of you listening on podcasts, this show is generally for you. iTunes. Get us all on iTunes. And by the way, when we get back, we'll start talking about iTunes. Play one of the newer songs. Back in a minute. Okay, we've talked about what happened in July of 2003 with the iPodder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why doesn't everybody use an iPodder?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, the reason is you don't hear about the iPodder is because 4 months after this iPodder was successful sending a podcast to Adam Curry.
Yeah.
4 months later, at a thing called BloggerCon 2003, a guy named Kevin Marks, who works for Apple Computers, demonstrated how you could use RSS, that's that little XML program,
yep.
you could use RSS inside of a brand new program called iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And the iTunes would download the stuff, and once you downloaded the stuff into iTunes, iTunes would do something really, really neat. It would sync itself to the iPod player.
Yes, sir.
And would upload all of those things right to the iPod player. So you didn't have to be sitting in front of your computer anymore.
Nope.
You could hook your iPod up to it, go blip, 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 all these things would sync themselves right to the iPod, disconnect, wander yourself anywhere in the world as long as your battery didn't go dead.
But that's if you subscribed to the podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they're almost all free. I don't know. I subscribe to a ton of little podcasts, and I don't know of any of them that have ever... You know, I listen to radio morning shows and all over the place, and I've never been asked for money. Have you ever been asked for money?
No.
No, they're all free that I know of. I'm sure, I guarantee you, someone's going to write to me, this one costs money. Well, tough luck.
Okay.
I wouldn't subscribe to you. Okay, here's one of the newer ones. The Man Who Can't Be Moved. Here's the script right here. Rock School.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag. I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard. Got your picture in my gonna move.
That's a script on Rock School.
Celtic, welcome. Huh?
Yeah, what's that?
They're Celtic.
Yeah, there you go. They came up at yesterday's party, but you were belly flopping at the swimming pool, so you didn't hear much about it.
I had to do what I had to do, dude.
Yeah,
okay.
You got to win those
priorities.
Two tickets. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
We'll get back to talking about podcasts here in just a little bit, but first let's do 7 days in 70 seconds. We're a little late on time. Monday, May 24th through Sunday, May 30th. Chad has Monday, please.
May 24th, back in 1970, Peter Green quit Fleetwood Mac.
Well, quit or had to. May 25th, that's a Tuesday, 1973, Carole King's concert in Central Park draws 100,000 people, a record at that time for the venue.
May 26th, back in 1969, is when John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their 8-day bed-in for peace in Montreal's Hotel Reine Elizabeth. To me, that's just being lazy. I don't feel like getting out of bed. I'm going to sleep. For peace. Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for the Dolphins.
Right.
May 27th, that's a Thursday, 1977, the Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen is released.
May 28th in 1981, The Clash began a residency at Bonds in New York City, playing the first of 17 shows in a row.
Yep. May 29th, that's a Saturday, 1973, Roger McGuinn plays his first solo show after the breakup of The Byrds. And Sunday, May 30th, 1980, Elton John releases 21 at 33, which finally reunites him with lyricist Bernie Taupin. The album will reach number 13. Now, we are late, so let's just go right into a song. I've been playing tunes this entire hour from the iTunes Top 100 Rock Download List from this week, May 23rd through the 29th. Believe it or not.
How did this one make the list?
This song is on the list. I don't know why, but I swear to you, I'm telling the truth. Survivor.
Hey, yo. It's the Eye of the Tiger, Adrian.
Rock School. This is Rock School, and Chad and I have just beaten the living crud out of each other off microphone.
I'm just trying to figure out what is the trend that's setting off these particular songs.
You like, got me.
Why is Survivor in the top list?
And you know what? I didn't mark down what number it was in the 100s. I just simply grabbed songs, but it's got to have
more than one person downloading it,
obviously. Oh, yeah.
But like, the only thing that I can come up with is that they've been playing Rocky Balboa on the FX DVD movie.
You got me.
So I have no idea.
Okay, now we've got iTunes in place. We have got the concept of RSS. We've got the concept of podcasts being thrown all over the place.
Yep.
Now we need to name this thing, because right now it still is not called... You know, a podcast.
What's it called? Just
audio blogging, iPodding, that kind of thing. There's no such word as podcast yet.
Hmm.
Where did the name come from? In February 2004, there was an article by a guy named Ben Hammersley in The Guardian. .co.uk.
What?
Was an online newspaper, online version of The Guardian, which was a UK newspaper.
Okay.
The name of the newspaper article was Audible Revolution, and it specifically asked, what do we call this?
Hmm.
And the guy basically offers up a series of names.
Yeah.
Here are the names that he suggested. Audio blogging,
mm-hmm.
guerrilla media,
mm-hmm.
and podcasting.
That sounds
so
great.
So those that actually went back and stated, you know, where does this come from? That's about as far back as you can get it.
Okay.
It was used with the iTunes and the iPodder software, because iPodder was being used as well. It just kind of fell away. iTunes won.
I have never heard iPodder.
You never heard of iPodder?
Not at all.
Look it up online. Those of you who are listening as well, if you're at all interested, simply stick iPodder into Google and up it'll come. You can read all about it.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't try to stick an E in there, because, you know, we're so digitized now.
Email, e-life, e-file. Yeah.
Everything is E.
And so. Well, they by putting I, Apple was able to set itself
so
apart.
So E and I are taken. So what other vowels can you and I use?
See, Chad. Yeah. Okay. Life after you. Daughtry.
Daughtry.
Yeah,
Chris
was
Daughtry.
In the top five. Mm-hmm. You know, he's I think this is the first time we're going to play. No, we played Kelly Clarkson. I was going to say it was the first time we did an American Idol, but we played Kelly Clarkson. So here's Life After You from the top 100 rock download list right here. Rock School.
10 miles from town, and I just broke down. Spitting out smoke on the side of the road. I'm out here alone, just trying to get home.
There you go, there's Daughtry.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Daughtry.
What other American Idol finalists are we going to play?
We're going to talk a little bit about iPod. We're going to talk about the iPod podcast that we do here at Rock School.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have contacted us. If you listen to us over iTunes,
wow,
and have said, why don't you play the whole song? Because all you hear is our break, and then about 15 seconds of the song, it fades down, it fades, come back up, and then back into us.
That's complicated.
Well, it's not really complicated.
I'll get into it. I'll get into it.
You want to get into it after the break?
Yeah. I'll explain.
Why can't
it.
We get into it now?
Well, because we have to take a break.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. We're behind time. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you for running the radio show.
Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain.
Okay, back in a minute. We'll tell you why we don't play the whole song. See you in a minute. Rock School. Okay, we promised it before the break. Chad, those of you who listen on the iPod, the podcast of Rock School, you don't hear the whole song.
No,
it's not because we're nasty. Why?
We don't like you.
No. Yeah, that's the
I get a lot of emails from it. Basically, this is the simplest way I can explain it. We play what's known as samples of the music on there, because you actually have to have a whole separate license to broadcast music via a podcast. Now, the radio station pays for a license to broadcast music over the airwaves.
Right.
KSLU, the flagship station of the Rock School Radio Network, also has a separate license because we now broadcast in HD.
Right.
Okay, so, and not to mention that, but we also stream the station on the internet.
Yeah, so we have three licenses.
We have all those licenses.
Right.
Okay? We cannot afford another license.
That's right. We have to have a distribution license.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. And the radio station just does not have the resources to obtain that type of license. So the way to get around that is to unfortunately cut out all but 15 seconds of the beginning of the song and the last 15 seconds at the end of the song, which is known as sampling. That's why you, the podcast audience, only hear us gibber back and forth for about a half hour. The show is considerably shorter than the actual radio broadcast because the music has been taken out.
That's the reason.
That's it.
It has to do with money.
Yeah.
Pure and simple.
It is.
It has, you know, follow the money.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it's a legality issue because if we did offer, if we just stuck the entire show, the 60-minute show up on iTunes.
Money.
We would get in so much trouble.
Yes, money. And they'd fire us and we don't want to be fired.
Right.
So don't stop believing. Sooner or later, we might actually get the money.
How did I know?
Here's Journey.
I knew Journey was coming.
Rock School.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Okay, this is Rock School, and we got our last break coming up. Now, we've talked about the history of podcasting. We've talked about our creation of the podcast. Now, Chad has gone in digitally. He's removed all of the music except for the samples inside of the iTunes podcast.
Yep.
What happens?
Well, we have a new MP3 file at that point, about a 30-minute MP3 file instead of a 60-minute MP3 file.
Which is our show.
Yeah, and then it's just a matter of taking the information from that file, like how many bytes it is, because you have to have that, and I have a giant piece of XML code.
That's the RSS we've been talking about.
That's the RSS, right. So all we have to do is take the bits and pieces of information that pertain to last week's show, take that out, and plug in this week's show. Like the date, the amount of showtime in bytes, a description of the show title. Think of it like as a template that's already ready to go. You just have to go and plug in the answers.
Okay.
We upload that to the server, and then we perform what's called a podcast ping, which is just a link that you click on that tells iTunes a new version, a new show on the Rock School podcast is ready, because iTunes will automatically look for new versions every 24 hours. By clicking on this podcast ping, you're telling it, you don't have to wait 24 hours. We've got one right now. Come get it.
And once it knows the iTunes, once iTunes knows the podcast is there and ready to go,
it spreads the wealth.
It shoots it out to everybody else.
That's right.
So once a week you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, we're happy that you do.
Yes, sir.
And that wraps up the show. So hopefully you learned a little bit about podcasting and how the Rock School podcast gets out to you. And that does it, does
Correct.
It not?
I, Joe. I, Chad.
We done. There you go. We finish with Bon Jovi, and that'll wrap it up. This was, honest to goodness, believe it or not, on the iTunes Top 100 Rock Download list this week. Living on a prayer. Bye-bye. Class is dismissed.